With or not your truth or kindness, Lord. With or not your truth or kindness, Lord.
Welcome to The Notice, where together we notice the mercy of God. I'm Susan Hoekstra, your host. On this episode of The Notice, feeling stressed? How do you spell weekly? Join me for this special Holy Week edition of The Notice, where we talk about the causes of stress, ways we can recognize and reduce some of those stressors, and how to take notice of God in the midst of it. Friends, it's no secret that stress is one of the most common experiences we encounter. Changes, circumstances, concerns, calendars, conflicts, and crisis remind us stress is real. Stress takes its toll on our bodies. According to the Mayo Clinic, quote, when you face a perceived threat, a tiny region at the brain's base sets off an alarm system in the body. An example of a perceived threat is maybe a large dog barking at you during your morning walk. Through nerve and hormonal signals, the system prompts the adrenal glands, found atop the kidneys, to release a surge of hormones known as adrenaline and cortisol. Adrenaline makes the heart beat faster, causes blood pressure to go up, and gives you more energy. Cortisol, the primary stress hormone, increases glucose in the bloodstream and enhances the brain's use of glucose and increases the availability of substances in the body that repair tissues. It's no wonder our medical professionals tell us to avoid stress. But is that really possible? Or do we need to learn how to respond to stress? Spiritually speaking, often when we are faced with stressful circumstances, like a busy schedule, life changes, relational conflict or crisis, we wonder how to be at peace. Often, our well-meaning Christian friends may offer platitudes such as, blessed, not stressed, or trust in the Lord, or this too shall pass. These kinds of platitudes are laced with truth, but they often don't give us the kind of relief we need. So if indeed we can't remove stress, how do we spell relief? Is it about anticipating stress before it comes? Is it about quoting Bible verses and praying? What is it we really can do? Since stress can be described as a condition or a feeling experienced when a person perceives that demands exceed the personal and social resources the individual is able to mobilize, it makes sense that stress is a response, not the status quo. So what triggers your stress, and what demands paralyze you? Let's go through a little list. 1. Change. Any kind of change, whether positive or negative, can cause stress. If you've moved, started a new job, got married, had a baby, got a divorce, or have an empty nest, transitions can leave you feeling uncertain and fearful of uncharted territory. 2. Concerns. Friends, for most of us, concern is legit. We are concerned when our teenage daughter is 3 hours late coming home, or when we're not sure we have enough money to pay our bills. However, when concerns are untamed, it can turn into worry. 3. Circumstances. Sometimes life throws us circumstances that inflict stress. Maybe it's a car accident or that unplanned weather which hurt your home. Or maybe a colleague is out at work which causes you to have to work extra hours. Calendar. Overscheduling ourselves or lack of time balance can lead to hating what we do or not having quality time with those we love. A busy schedule will often keep us from appreciating life. So how much do you try to jam into a day? Do you give yourself processing time? Or are you one of those overachievers? A good indicator of whether or not you are overscheduled is if you find yourself cranky or ungrateful. 5, certainty, or should I say lack of it. For instance, when COVID-19 hit, a big part of the stress was the uncertainty. What is it? When will things get back to normal? Sometimes we don't have answers, and the stress of not knowing what will happen next overwhelms us. 6, conflict. Conflict happens. It's inevitable. Unresolved conflict leaves us stressed. Sometimes conflict isn't resolved because one person aggressively pursues it and the other passively avoids it. Crisis. A loved one dies. An affair is revealed. A medical diagnosis is received. When a sudden crisis happens, our body tries to defend itself with a flight or fight response. These responses reflect our humanity, but if they're left unexpressed or unresolved, can turn into chronic stress, and chronic stress can lead to depression and anxiety. So recognizing these triggers is a great first step to acknowledging our stress. Most mental health professionals say that acknowledging and identifying the stress is where you should start. If change is inevitable, could we reduce stress by choosing to avoid smaller changes while we're going through the big change? Could we change our attitude about change? Maybe this change is the beginning of a new adventure, or maybe it increases our dependence on the God who never changes. Hebrews 11:8 tells us, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And we all know the story of Mary and Martha. It appears that Martha turned concern into worry. It's human to have concerns, and we should acknowledge them, but we need to be careful not to turn concern into worry. Contrary to popular belief, worry is not an attribute of love. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And friends, let's face it, there are some circumstances in life that just happen. Maybe you get caught in traffic and are late for an appointment. Perhaps it snowed and you slid on the pavement. There have been times I have gotten stressed about circumstances, mostly because it has altered my plans in some way. Most times when circumstances mount, I get stressed if I don't know what is happening. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 reminds me, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways." Perhaps resting in that scripture helps us relax in tough circumstances, reducing our stress. When greeting someone these days, we ask, "How you doing?" And the typical response is, "Busy." It's as if busy is the new badge of honor. So not including margin in our life doesn't set ourselves up for the stressors. 2 Peter 3:8 tells us, "Do not be ignorant of this one thing, that one day is as 1,000 years with the Lord, and 1,000 years is one day." It seems I should be puzzled about that verse, but I've grown to conclude that it simply means God doesn't wear a watch. His schedule is different than ours. As for conflict, some professionals claim conflict resolution is the biggest cause of divorce. Obviously, conflict unresolved can cause more stress. So what is your strategy for resolving conflict? Do you pursue it or do you avoid it? If you're demanding or aggressive when trying to resolve conflict, be aware others may not feel the same way. Validate their feelings. Validation doesn't mean you agree or condone their experience. Sometimes it's just active listening. This kind of validation lets the other person know they have a right to make their own choices and be heard. On the other side of that coin is the person who avoids conflict. Professionals suggest that those in an abusive relationship or even a home where alcoholism was present often struggle with expressing their feelings and needs and instead walk around on tiptoes to avoid conflict. They may even lie so it doesn't cause undue stress, which of course only creates more conflict if left unresolved. And when we experience a crisis, mental health professionals encourage us to acknowledge the trauma we are experiencing. We need to find ways to express it and be open to getting help from others. Can you acknowledge that it will take time to process what happened? Do you want to be healed? Jesus asked that question of the man at the pool who kept trying to get into the pool for healing. I often thought about what Jesus is really asking. It appears that acknowledging our pain and being open to receiving healing, however and whenever God heals, is key. I love 2 Kings 25, which says, "I have heard your prayers and seen your tears. I will heal you." And what about rest? Many healthcare professionals will encourage you to combat stress by taking care of yourself physically. This could mean getting enough sleep, exercising, avoiding caffeine, or maybe getting a massage. Indeed, these can help you reduce and manage stress. But it occurred to me that our Savior gave us the best example of reducing stress. When Jesus was in the desert 40 days without food, his body was physically drained. Yet, he was so in touch with the Father, he didn't let himself succumb to the enemy's temptations. And we know that when he was in ministry, after being with the crowds, healing the sick, and preaching, he would often go to what? Be with the Father alone. And the worst stress he encountered was probably in the Garden of Gethsemane when he prayed to the Father. Friends, listen. He was so stressed, his body experienced what they call hematidrosis, a condition where the blood vessels constrict enough that you sweat blood. So as we celebrate Holy Week, I cannot imagine a bigger stress than knowing the pain that you were about to enter. Still, what did he do? He connected with the Father for rest and peace. Friends, I know we don't need another how-to article. The answer for us isn't to work harder or strive to problem solve. To rest means to be still, to surrender. So whatever you may be going through, surrender to the Father and let him take it for you. In Matthew 11:28, he invites us, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." That's how we spell relief. As we celebrate Holy Week, I couldn't help but dwell on what Jesus must have experienced in the garden. I can only imagine what he felt like when he actually knew the pain that was on the way. If you haven't ever listened to it before, I encourage you to listen to the song, "I Can Only Say," from Jesus Christ Superstar. This is a powerful song that highlights this incredibly stressful time for our Lord. Friends, I want to remind you, He was so stressed, he sweated blood. Please don't let this Holy Week go by without taking notice. Please take notice of what he did for us on the cross. Without it, there's no Easter. Until next time, take notes.
Kindness, Lord.